Hi, Billy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You just told me that you had performed in churches before. We are in a church at the moment
we
where
are.
You're playing tonight. Like, have you? What is the strangest venue where you ever played?
Strangest venue. I mean, I think there's a big difference between like strange and horrible. You know what
Okay.
I mean? Like, this one, I'd probably say like the music that I make, probably a church. Yeah, that's probably the weirdest. For like music I make. I mean, I was in a choir like growing up, so performing in a church is normal for me, but completely like in a different world, you know, not at all like my music and my taste at all, but I don't know. I don't even, there's, there, I've been, I've performed in some crazy places, like.
What's the craziest one? Or the most horrible one you choose?
I remember like, there was like, I mean, no shade to any venues, but I played this one venue and it was like, the stage was like, oh God, it was so, there was like, okay, so there's like a floor section and then there was a huge like 5 foot step. And then in front of that, there was another 5 foot step and then like another one and then the stage. So the stage was like up all these stairs, but on the stairs were like tables and like chairs for people to sit. So then the standing people were in the back and the people sitting down were right in the front, but like really high. So it was like, it was so weird. And the stage was like as big as my toenail. It was fucking crazy, but I don't even know.
Yeah.
It was wild.
How's it like, you've been really, really busy and it's been like, these past years have been like really, really crazy.
Yeah.
Let's start with the tour life. Is that like what you imagined? Or have there been like any surprises when it comes to touring? Like, oh, that's how it works.
Everything is a surprise. Like touring, I said this on the last tour, which was that like none of it makes sense until you're in it. Like you honestly have no idea what it's like until you're doing it and you're like in it and you're living in it. It's like, it's weird. It's like everything is not what you'd expect, which is like, I mean, kind of cool because it's kind of surprising. But there, it's really hard. It's really, really hard. A lot of it, it's a lot of work, obviously. It is work, so I don't know. It's cool. I've learned a lot.
How about the music business in general and the industry? Like, are there any surprises for you that you didn't expect before you actually start? You were just all of a sudden in it.
Well, I'd say that I tried not to expect anything out of it because I think if I expect things, especially, like, I expect more than anything that I'm gonna get. And like, I don't know, I didn't know shit about like the music industry at all. I was just like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is about. I'm just gonna make what I like and hopefully people will like it. But if they don't, I don't care because I like it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Music industry is weird. I think one thing that's definitely, that pisses me off, I guess, I didn't really not expect it. I just know it now and I know it really well now, is it like, everybody's just riding everybody else's wave, like, all the time. And it's like, you know, if you, they just like what people already like. Like, if you know, I've been asked to make a playlist for, like, a radio show, and so I will with, like, all my favorite music, and then they're like, these aren't, like, hits enough. Like, these aren't, like, big enough songs. And I'm like, but don't you want to find new music that's, like, better than the hits that's, like, that already exist and already have the recognition they deserve? Like, I don't know. I just think everybody's always riding everybody else's wave to the point where everyone's just riding themselves, you know? Like, it's just, it's dumb. So I try to stray as far from that as I possibly can, you know?
It's a bit silly also that they asked you to do a playlist and then you do a playlist, make a playlist, and then they're like, oh, no, not these songs.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I was like, bro, like, if you wanted me to, like, make, like, if you wanted it to be that, why didn't you just make it? Like, why'd you even ask me? You know what I mean? Like, exactly. I like music that I like. I'm not just gonna like it because everybody else likes it. You know what I mean? And like, I find new music all the time, and like, I'm always finding new artists and new albums and stuff, and I want them to get out there in the world, not the people that are already out there, you know?
Do you think many people focus too much on your age? Because that's often mentioned like really early.
Right.
Like, there's this amazing talent and she's this young.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. I think I'm happy, like, I'm like taking it in while I have it, you know? I'm taking what I can get, because, you know, there will be a time when I'm not young at all, and I wish I was, so I'm just kind of living in it, and I think it's pretty cool. Like, being young is tight, and it also sucks, but it's also tight, so I'm cool.
Have you had any like surprising or like crazy or funny reaction towards when people have found out like she's only 16? Because like some people that just listen to the music, like I can admit, like for instance, I've been playing all of your singles in my show, and you know, the first time I heard you, I just, you know, pressed play, listened to the song, was like, wow, this girl can sing. And no, in no way would I have guessed like, oh, that this is probably a 15-year-old girl, you know. Have you had these kind of surprises and reactions?
I mean, all the time. I think what's funny is like it's mainly guys, like that's just how it works. And in the world even, but especially because like I meet a lot of people, I meet a lot of guys and everything, and like they always, because the whole internet knows how old I am. That's the thing, is like if you don't know how old I am, like you are just like not at all looking at anything at all on the internet, because if you look anywhere you see my age, you know, it's everywhere, it's like the title of things, you know. But nah, sometimes people find out and they're like, what? Oh, I gotta leave. I'm about to bounce, see ya. But it's kind of funny though, I like to play with people.
Okay, that's good. Is it difficult sometimes, because like it's like, as I said, like the past years have been like really crazy for you. All of a sudden, like people just praise you, like, ah, new prodigy, genius, wow, a new star is born and stuff like that, you know. People are really excited about what you do and your music. Is it difficult sometimes to like keep your head cool? You know, everyone wants a piece of you. All of a sudden, like, you're exposed to the world and everyone wants a piece of you.
Yeah, it's it's this and that. Like, it's, wait, what was the question? I'm like losing my mind.
Oh yeah, like, is it difficult to keep your head cool, like when everyone wants a piece of you? Like,
well, yeah, it's definitely hard on like all accounts, sort of, like the people that wait, what? Sorry, nah, that kid just gave me like a look, whoa. Yeah. Damn, I'm like in a trance right now. No, it's like, it's hard because, you know, it's my job is to always be looked at. And that sounds weird to say that, but that's like what it is. You know, my job is being looked at all the time, being examined, and, you know, people judging. I mean, like, that's the whole point. And I like being judged, so I'm cool with it. But like, that's, you kind of have to wrap your head around that. And, you know, half of it is people telling you're so amazing and like you're the best, which obviously can get you in your head and then have you think that. But then it's also like you're horrible and you're ugly and you suck, and then that gets you in your head. So it's just like, I don't know, it's a lot.
Which was more difficult to handle, like when things started happening, the hype and the praise, like, oh my god, right. and then like people just, you know, being shallow idiots, like, oh, this is shit, you know, she's horrible.
It's completely equal.
Okay.
It's an equal feeling, just different, which is like horrible, because I don't know, but I mean, I'm really grateful that I've had the, you know, the loving support that I have. You know, I really haven't been like, have the whole world hate me. You know, lots of people hate me, like that is for sure. Half the world hates me, but I have a lot of people that are on, like, with me and, like, you know, stand by me, and they just care about me and I care about them. So I don't know, it kind of evens it out.
Do you still, I bet you do have like the people that have been with you the entire time before you were like an artist, like old friends and family, like, do you every now and then, like, do you sometimes hit a wall and just need to call some old friend or some family member, like, hey, like, what's up, just need to talk for a while?
Yeah, all the time. It's hard, it's especially hard because, you know, it's impossible to maintain relationships with people when you're gone all the time and doing something that nobody understands at all. Like, none of my friends are doing what I'm doing, which I'm like, that's whatever, like, I don't, it's not a problem. It's just like, you know, when I hang out with people, it's like there's nothing that we understand about each other anymore, because we don't really, which is like, it's whatever, it's life, but I don't know, it's rough. Like, I don't really, yeah, I won't get into it, but it's rough.
Okay. Is there something in particular that you, because you're probably living like a different life now that you were living like 2 or 3 years ago, for instance.
Yep.
What do you miss with like the first version of your life?
The first version of my life.
This is Life Volume 2.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the thing is, like, there's a lot of things. Here's the thing, is that what my life used to be compared to what it is now is, like, a lot of things I didn't, you know, a lot of problems I used to have, I now don't have because of the life that I have now and, like, the privileges that I get to, you know, be grateful for and everything. But there's a whole new list of completely different problems are equally as bad, you know, that I never had experienced when I was younger and never thought I would experience, you know. And it's like, thing is, like, this is not an easy thing to do at all. It's really, really not, and it's draining and it's stressful and it's kind of horrible to be honest. But, you know, it's really rewarding because I get to, you know, do shows and you know, for people that, like, love me and support me, that I love and support them. And I don't know, I get to, you know, I can do things I never was able to do, but now, you know, it's a balance between horrible and great. Yeah.
I don't know how much you want to reveal, but I bet you have a ton of material that has not been released yet, you know, songs that you have done and listened to, you know, back and forth a lot of times that people still haven't, you know, heard. Could you reveal, like, anything, what kind of things musically you still want to bring out and show, you know, show the world that still isn't out there, you know, what kind, you know, yeah. People now know the songs that you have released so far, and yeah. They kind of like, oh, she does music like this, but, like, what is there still that you haven't showed the world?
So much. And the thing is, like, I think people think I have a sound or have, you know, I'm a certain kind of music, I'm this, I'm that, but it's like, I haven't shown people my sound, you know, like, my sound is all over the place, my sound is what I want it to be when I make it, you know, when I want it to be that, that's what it's gonna be, and that can change, you know, like, changing your genre and having different genres all the time is like, I don't know, I think it shows a broader everything, really, you know. When people say, like, I only like one genre, like, shut up. That's, like, so stupid. Like, you're missing out on the whole world if you like one genre. So I'm kind of, I just basically take everything and put it into one, but, you know, take that and then make it into more, you know. And I definitely say that, like, coming is, like, hard stuff, like bassy, like, really hip-hop inspired, and but still with the same kind of songs and just, like, all over the place. I want to make, like, whatever I want to make, you know, when I want to make it. So I'm going to.
How about lyrically? Is there, like, what kind of doors haven't you opened? Or perhaps you have opened, like, when you have made the songs or, like, making the songs. But what kind of doors lyrically, like, out to the world haven't you showed yet? Like, are there some topics that you haven't kind of discussed yet in your songs that, you know, we have heard, but, you know, you are going to, you know, expose?
I mean, who knows? Like, I'm just kind of, I'm waiting to see what comes out. Like, it's tight because I'm working on an album right now, but it's not even halfway done, honestly. And what's cool about that is, like, I'm growing. I'm in a time in my life where I'm growing more than I ever will be, honestly. And, you know, I'm changing all the time. My mind is changing. My opinions are changing. My likings are changing. And, like, it's kind of interesting to watch myself create over the time periods. Because it's like, I keep creating something different and I keep having different thoughts and ideas, and, like, I'm just kind of excited to see, like, what comes out. Like, who knows? I have no idea. I'm just, like, hyped, so.
Can you remember which was your first favorite song ever?
Of mine or, like, ever?
Oh, like, not one that you sing, but, like, that you started to like when you were really young.
Oh my God. My first favorite song ever?
You can name a few if you can't remember, like, the first one.
Oh my God.
Like, some song that you learned the lyrics and you sang and you something like that.
Well, like, music was, like, has been the biggest part of my life. Like, it's bigger than life in my life, like, okay. Honestly. But since I was little, I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of the Beatles, so I'd say probably the Beatles have been, like, a huge, like them, they were my whole childhood, and they're definitely, like, a lot of the reasoning of why I write the way I write and everything. But I mean, now that I think about it, I'd say, like, the first song that I was like, I love this song, and I memorized the lyrics and I, like, wanted to do, like, a cover of it at a talent show was a song called Blood by My Chemical Romance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like a hidden track. Like the song is like silent until like 2 minutes in, and then suddenly it starts. It's a freaking fire song.
On which album is that?
It's on...
Because I've listened to them a lot also.
It's on... I don't know what it's called, but it's like the white album with like the spider and stuff.
Oh yeah, it's Welcome to the Black Parade,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I need to check that out.
It's so good. Oh my god, it's like literally about like vampires, people who drink blood. It's so weird. I just thought it was like so sick when I was like... I was like six or something.
Wow.
I don't know how old I was, but... I don't know, I went through a lot of phases of different artists, and like Linkin Park was like a huge part of my life, and like Linkin Park, like Avril Lavigne, The Beatles, My Chemical Romance, like Green Day. Like I went through a lot of different phases, and then basically when I was like 11, I sort of got into the world of hip hop, and that's kind of when I was like, oh, this is what I'm missing, you know?
Okay.
This is where I belong, you know? So yeah, I mean, it's been all over the place.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Of course, thank you.